here. Unitego is going to kick it short. It's going to take a roll.
Oh,
bounces. Wow. Unitego had it. Moravia is able to scoop it up, though, at the 40. Did it go 10? I don't know.
That was close.
Very close. Unitego had it, and then it squirted out. A little game of hot potato there.
It might have gone 9.8 yards when they... No, that was very close. You didn't hear the whistle, but they're talking about it right now. So they might be talking about if it actually was touched before it went 10 yards or not.
I didn't think it went 10. I thought they jumped on it a little early. But either way, it popped free, and then Moravia was able to hold on.
They're definitely discussing where this should go.
So we'll see where this spot is. Moravia will have the ball to start the second half. Going to be a late night home tonight for Moravia as we start the second half here at 8:45. A two-hour drive at least. Probably another, well, we'll see how long the second half takes. Well, probably an hour and a half. So, well.
This is the kind of night where I would text my mom after and be like, is it all right if I, you know, take a day off tomorrow?
Yeah. There might be a lot of that tomorrow. Mom, can I take tomorrow off? So the ball is going to start here on about the 38. A run to the outside is going nowhere here for Moravia. Good tackle there by Unitego. Breaking through. Looked like Jacob Sargent was there to bring down Riley Jones.
And that was what we were talking about at halftime. Moravia comes out, you would think, okay, they're going to have their quarterback or, you know, someone like that run the ball. But they come out with a different guy with the ball, switching things up, and they're still making Unitego respect the inside run.
Be very interested to see the approach that Moravia takes. Do you keep your foot on the gas and just go, go, go? Do you try to chew some clock here in the second half with this lead and get out of here? What do you try to do? Here is a second down at about 12 to go. Little QB keeper here for Landis. And again, the Unitego defense was there with Jarrett Thayer.
That looked like an adjustment from Coach Picroni at halftime on how we're going to attack that play, because that's a very similar play that Moravia ran in the first half, and they definitely read it and picked up on it a lot better.
10:55 to go here, third quarter. Moravia leading Unitego 38-20. Eight-man Section 4 football here tonight. A lot of very good Section 4 eight-man teams. It's the largest division within Section 4 now is the eight-man group. So a lot of teams playing and switching to the eight-man game. Here is Landis, tries to run to the outside, wants to throw, passes up, and this one is just knocked down by Shea Barber. Looked like he was going to have a good chance to pick it off, but he's just able to get his fingertips on it, knock it out of bounds.
I'll tell you what, that opening defensive drive stance for Unitego was great. You can tell the adjustments that they've made at halftime. Lance was rolling out to the right. They picked up on it, gave him no room to run, so he had to throw a deep. Barber played that very well. So they get a stop, three and out to start the second half.
Yeah, that was probably the best that Unitego's looked on defense here so far tonight, and they needed that.
And you said they've been playing very well defensively, so, and we talked about it before the game started, you don't know what this other team's going to do coming mm-hmm. into the game. So now that we have a half under our belt, we're able to make those adjustments and make things happen, and you saw it right there, 3-0.
We are assuming that Moravia will punt, and they do with guess who? Landis, jack of all trades here. Bounces down to Shea Barber, fields it at his own 25. Barber cuts back, slices through two defenders, and is brought down at about the 35. So Unitego in the green with the white trim, going left to right to start the second half. And boy, if you're a Spartans fan, you'd love to see him put some points on the board here.
They drove down right before the end of the first half. They just ran out of time. But they're moving the ball very well. Just a couple turnovers here and there, but they're definitely moving the ball, and they got a nice stop to start the half. So if they can go down and drive right here, that could definitely change the momentum a little bit.
10:18 to go, third quarter. Moravia leading 38-20. Unitego does get a stop to start the second half. Let's see what kind of mojo they can get going on offense. It looks like they have put Shea Barber in at QB here. So waiting for the snap. Barber will hand it off. They'll go to Jarrett Thayer up the middle, across the 40, and that's good.
You know what? You're right, and you know what? I didn't even pick up on it. Utter mm-hmm. is out of the game, it looks like, right
yeah.
now.
Pads aren't even on. He's still on the sideline, but he's got the sweatshirt under the jersey. You wonder if some of those hard hits at the end of the half maybe just rattled his cage a little bit.
And, you know, he did get up kind of slow from a couple of them, but now this is going to change the game a little bit even more, because we talked about those halftime adjustments. Moravia wasn't going into the half thinking that Shea Barber was going to be in at quarterback. So mm-hmm. now they were probably, you know, game planning for him as a receiver. This changes everything.
So here is Barber on a second down at about 3 to go. QB keeper for Barber. And he's across the 45 to the 47. And, you know, I did see Shea taking some snaps as they came out of the locker room on the side, and I thought, okay, maybe they're just going to throw in a little wrinkle here and maybe bring him in for a couple of plays at QB, because that's what he used to play before he took his year off from football. But he's going to have the full load on his shoulders now.
And, you know, having that experience as a quarterback definitely helps. You're not throwing someone in there that hasn't done this before. Granted, it's been a couple years, but sometimes your instincts just kick in, and it'll be interesting to see how that works for him this half.
Going to hand off again to Thayer. Across the 50, Thayer's got some room, and he's got a burst of speed. Thayer to the 30. He might take it to the house, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Thayer dives for the pylon, and he might be down just at the 1. Either way, a 50-yard run here for Thayer. Believe it's going to be a first and goal. Officials are getting together here. I think they're going to call him down at the 1 here with 8:49 to go in the third. A great run there by Jarrett Thayer. Yeah, so this will be a first and goal for the Spartans, and if they could punch it in, this would definitely give the Spartans some momentum.
And you're seeing a little bit different play calling right now from Unitico with the inside runs, because now it's kind of more like the option like you would see in 11-man football, because you know Shea has that potential to keep it on every play. So now the defensive line and even the linebackers are having to respect that potential the quarterback keep, which might be opening up these running lanes.
So Unitico right on the goal line here. And he's got Thayer right on his right hip. Here's the QB, Shea Barber. He's going to hand it off to Thayer, reaching for the end zone. And I think he's just a little short here. So he was diving off the left side. Clock is moving. 8:15 to go in the third. Moravia leads 38-20, but Unitico is knocking on the door here. Much to the delight of not a bad fan turnout here tonight. A lot of people standing along the fence on the far side, and it was nice to be here early before the sun went down. The whole hill was kind of lit up with the leaves and everything. It's a real pretty setting here at Unitico. And so this is going to be a second down and goal to go. I wonder if they're just going to dial it right back up to Thayer here. Taking some time here off the clock, 7:45 to go in the third.
Yeah, they're going to want to get moving with the play clock.
And so Thayer is in the backfield.
Under center's Barber.
Yeah, Barber under center. Maybe try to sneak it. Nope, hand it right off to Thayer. Pushing his way forward, and he's in for a Unitico Spartans touchdown with 7.5 to go in the third. Unitico strikes first here in the second half.
Those snaps he was taking at halftime, I think, might have helped on that one, because for a guy who hasn't played quarterback to go under center like that, you always got to be a little nervous on making sure that's a clean exchange between the center and the quarterback.
How hard is that to actually do?
Couldn't tell you.
I thought maybe they could put you in there once in a while.
I played quarterback once, eighth grade, on JV. It was basically, that was back when the Wildcat was becoming popular, and I'll tell you, that was probably the shortest-lived thing of my football career.
Unitico's going to go for two. They trail 38-26. This could get it back to a 10-point game. Snap is low. Barber lost it, and the two-point conversion is going to fail. That snap just wasn't high enough, and that play did not develop. But Unitico put six on the board. They trail Moravia 38-26 with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
7.5 to go in the third. Our score now, after a Unitico touchdown by Jarrett Thayer, is Moravia 38 and Unitico 26. So the Spartans hanging around, still a lot of time left in this game. Can the defense continue to hold up here for Unitico as they did on the first drive of the third quarter? So waiting for the kickoff here. Will Unitico try some trickery again?
It's very interesting to see 8-man kickoff return formations.
They are going to try to kick it not very far, and it went about 5 yards. It was touched by Moravia, and they were able to fall on it.
Now that is a risky play, because the Moravian player came up to the 5-yard mark, and he, just like we saw at the start of the game with Unitico, As soon as you touch that ball, that's a live ball. If he doesn't field that cleanly, anything can happen. And I was that's very surprising that they had him do that.
Yeah, that was risky because we've seen so much here tonight. That ball might be a little slick, takes a bounce the wrong way, and that's tough. But they were able to hold it, and so Moravia will get the ball going right to left here to start the third quarter. They try to run to the outside, and they will get it back from right to left across the 45 to about the 44. Nice run there by Proper.
That time it looked like the Unitico defense had him, but Proper shiftiness was able to break that up a little bit and get a game of about 7.
And so clock moving. The clock is Moravia's friend right now. With 7 minutes to go in this third quarter, our score 38-26. And Moravia taking their time. As again, the ball spotted in Unitico territory. Moravia's in the white with the navy blue and the Carolina blue trim at about the 43-yard line. Landis is looking to throw across the middle. This one is picked off by Shea Barber at the 30. An INT for Barber. He's going to run back up to about the 40. A flag on the play, too, I think is going to go against Moravia. Nice interception there by Barber, and boy, it seems like the tide has turned here. Sky, what do you think?
Well, let's see what the penalty is here, but in regards to the momentum of the game, well, blocking the back on Unitico actually on the return.
Oh, okay, on the return, so they are going to get the ball, but it's going to negate the little run back that Shea had and probably chew off a couple more yards as well.
That was an interesting read by Landis because he actually had a guy open in the flat that was coming across. He was a little bit shorter down the field who was actually wide open, so I was surprised that he made that read because he's made a lot of very good reads tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So that might have just been a case of maybe he was just blocked or couldn't see Shea right there, but it looked like he threw it pretty much almost right to Shea, and he had a guy open who was a little bit shorter. But for Unitico, this is a big drive right here. It's a two-possession game. You're down by 12. You drive right down. We got a one-possession game. And
it's huge, yeah.
I mean, it could be as small as a four-point lead if it gets a two-point conversion this time. So this is actually a big drive for both teams.
6:40 to go in the third. Still a lot of time left, but it does feel like Unitico's starting to climb back in here. Can Moravia clamp back down? Barber on a QB keeper escapes the rush that Moravia is bringing, gets to the outside and brought down after a gain of maybe one on the play. You wonder if the Blue Devils now are going to dial it up and try to dare Shea Barber to beat him.
You also wonder if they're trying to get a gauge for the kind of offense that they're running with him in at quarterback. I don't know if Moravia knows he played quarterback.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
So with that being said, they might be thinking, okay, we're going to have him we're going to load everyone up. We know he can run it. Let's see what he can do with his arm. And it looks like they're stacking more guys up in the box. You can see the way they're lined up right now. They got four on the defensive line, and they got two linebackers, and they're just going man-to-man on the outside.
5:50 to go, third quarter, 38-26. Moravia leads Unitico here tonight at the U. Barber's going to hand it off to Jarrett Thayer.
Like a face mask.
Yeah, gets through. I think they're going to call that face mask, too. He's brought down after about a gain of two or three. We had a really good angle here from the press box on it, and I think Moravia's going to get whistled for that infraction. So that's a big 15 yards right there. Yeah, so that's going to give Unitico the first and 10. And right, they are going to march this off. Yeah, so this is going to bring the ball to, about the 37-yard line here. Clock moving at about 5:25 to go here, third quarter, 38-26.
And you wonder if Coach McCroney is waiting to have Shea throw it when it's I wouldn't say a more crucial time, but let's try to maybe save that for when we might really be able to pull one off.
So this will be a first down and 10. Shea is back into the shotgun now. He's got Thayer off his right hip. Shea looking to throw. Here it
never
comes.
Never mind.
Tosses one up, but it's just about 5 yards overthrown there. So he shows off his arm a little bit there. 5 minutes to go in the third. You called it. Well done.
I didn't know if it would be that time, but...
That was good coverage, though, by Moravia. It was one-on-one coverage on the outside. They were trying to look for Michael Wheeler, but the coverage was right there. He was blanketed.
And you wonder what the, you know, we always talk about the time clock that quarterbacks have in their head. You wonder if Shea, knowing how much pressure they're bringing on him, if he thought that I got to really get this off right away, because that one looked more like a guy who, okay, I know I got to get rid of it, I'm throwing it, which is why he overthrew it as much as he did, as opposed to just getting back there, being comfortable and throwing it.
So here is Shea Barber again in a QB, second down and 10. They're going to hand it off, and they'll pick up a first down or very close to it, about to midfield, and that's Jacob Sargent on the run for Unitigo. So we're seeing a lot of Thayer, we're seeing a lot of Sargent with Shea in at QB here as, again, Logan Utter out with some sort of an injury here to start the second half.
And that play reminded me of that wing T offense that we talked about that Coach McCrone used to run back when they still had 11-man. It was snap. The guy on the wing came back to the left, and Shea handed it off inside of him, actually.
So here is a third down and about one to go. So Sargent did not get that first down. Snap is low. Picked up here. Well done by Thayer to spin out of it and get the first down. Still fighting his way forward.
Wow.
And ripped down at about the 41-yard line. What a save there for Unitigo.
That play looked like it was going absolutely nowhere. Moravia defenders got back there pretty quick. But somehow he spun out of it, picked up the first down, and now the drive continues.
Barber never even actually picked that ball up. It was
nope.
Just Thayer getting it right off the ground, spinning out of it. It looked like he was dead to rights, but
yeah.
Well done. 4 minutes to go in the third. It's 38-26. Unitigo trailing Moravia here in the second half at the U tonight. And they're on the march again. They're in Moravia territory going left to right. Here's Barber on a QB keeper. Gets into the second level. Barber is breaking free, and he is going to dance his way into the end zone. 6 points. That's a Unitigo Spartan touchdown, and Unitigo's back in this ball game.
And you want to know what I was going to say before that play is watching Unitigo, even though they were trailing by 12 and now they're trailing by 6, their body language actually looks like they're very confident in themselves right now to be able to make this comeback. They look like they know what they're doing. And as we talked about, Moravia's having to scramble now because the game plan has changed because they didn't probably think Utter was done for the game. Now you got a different quarterback in. That's two drives to start this half where they've gone down no problem.
So Unitigo back-to-back touchdowns. I really think they got to run something good here on this two-point conversion. You need all these points. 3:40 to go in the third. They've struggled on these extra conversions tonight.
And the other reason why that's important, too, is because if you make it a four-point game, a touchdown, if they get another stop, gives you the lead.
And so let's see here for Unitigo. What do they dial up on the two-point conversion as the Spartans have come back for the dead here at home on Thursday Night Football here tonight on WCDL, Moravia leading 38-32. But the Spartans going for two. Barber's just going to take it himself. A little Josh Allen action through the line. And he scores to make it 38-34. With 3:40 to go in the third, the crowd is back alive. And the Spartans have come back from the dead. As I said, we're going to take a break. Again, Moravia 38, Unitigo 34. We'll be back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at NYCM.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back. Boy, Unitigo coming out of the halftime break. You think maybe they're in trouble. They don't have their starting QB in Logan Utter. Shea Barber comes in. They have two straight touchdowns. And with 3:40 to go in the third, it's 38-34. And Moravia leads by four. It was 38-20 at the half. So it's Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you here tonight. Jim Tomeo's back in our Main Street Studios at WCDO in Sydney. He's our in-game producer. A big thank you to Jim, as always. 38-34 with 3:40 to go here in the third. Waiting for the kickoff. Unitigo goes short again, and Moravia is able to fall on it at about the 43, but that thing was kind of hanging around outside there for a minute.
You know, it's funny. I got thinking about it just for when we took the break there. When I played my junior year, we played against Ithaca for our homecoming game. We game planned for their quarterback that they had, and he was an athlete, very good runner, stuff like that. He actually got hurt in the middle of the game. We were up pretty good at that time. They put their backup in, who was more of a pocket passer. They came back. We still ended up winning, luckily, but they came back. the changing of quarterbacks really changes the game, and right now you're kind of seeing that with Unitigo. And that's not saying Utter's not a very good quarterback, because he is. But when you change quarterbacks, it changes the game plan, and now teams have to scramble.
Here is Landis on a QB keeper, trying to go back to their bread and butter. Shovels his way to the outside, gets to midfield. So Landis is able to pick up about 8 yards there. It'll be a second down and short for Moravia. 3:20 to go here in the third. Boy, what a great fall night here. I know it's Thursday Night Football. It's a little out of the ordinary, but good temperature. I mean, as a player, you got to love this, right?
It's funny. This time of the year, always, I'll walk outside, and I'll just be like, I should be playing football. And then I remember, you shouldn't be playing football. You're done.
It's football weather, definitely. And, yeah, just great weather. It's not too cold right now, but it's not too hot for these guys. Really good temperature. So here's Landis on a second down and two. He's going to pick up the first down across the 45 to the 40. Landis still on his feet, trying to break one more tackle, and he might have been free, but a touchdown-saving tackle there by Unitigo. I believe that was Carl DeDominicus who came up to make that tackle at the last second.
Not surprised that they're going back to those QB runs with Landis to get back, you said, back to their bread and butter. Those are the plays that they had a lot of success with, and now that you're getting the ball rolling again like that, it might open things up again on the offense somewhere. Don't be surprised. Not trying to make another prediction on a play call, but don't be surprised if you see another pass play to proper, like we saw in the first half at some point.
2:20 to go here in the third. Going to be a first down, and they'll hand it off up the middle. And on the tackle there for Unitigo was James Wright. First time that we have seen this ball carrier tonight, that's Anthony Lawton for the Moravia Blue Devils.
Important to note, too, that Proper has been lining up in the backfield every time since the start of this half. So I don't know if they're trying to wait on that, but as I said, I'm not trying to, you know, make any predictions. I'm not like Tony Romo for CBS right now, you know, where I'm going to be able to tell you what's about to happen or anything like that. But
we haven't seen as much of Proper. Aiden Kelly is still on the sideline. He had a touchdown in the first half, and he kind of got that stinger. We haven't seen him since. It's been a lot of Landis, and now he does hand off to Proper in the backfield, and the Unitigo defense says no. It's a big Spartan rush there. Good hustle, though, by Proper. He's able to drag another yard or two out of that. With a minute and a half to go here in the third, Proper's a little slow to get up, though, and I don't blame him. He just got sandwiched between about three defenders there, and he's coming up limping a little bit here. So Proper, I think, is going to head to the sideline here. Riley Jones might be coming in. Moravia leads Unitigo 38-34. I think Proper's okay. Might have just gotten, again, sandwiched on the bottom of that pile here.
But credit to him for picking up the yards. He got stopped right at the line of scrimmage, and he just kept fighting and picked up yards, and now they got third and short. It could have been about third and four, and now it's like about third and inches.
Clock has still been burning this entire time, down to 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. A four-point lead for the Blue Devils over the Spartans here tonight in Unitigo. A very fun, entertaining eight-man game. Let's see who jumped here. Was it Moravia or was it Unitigo? Both sides pointing at each other. That's the classic game there.
I think they're going to get Unitigo on this one again, just like they did in the first half, I'm going to guess.
Waiting for the white hat to make the call here, and it will be against Unitigo. And the Spartans look frustrated by that. Maybe just one of those little tells on the line, and you make that jump, and you're the one that gets busted, right? So 40 seconds to go in the third. Moravia 38, Unitigo 34. Spartans are back in this game, but they're going to need a stop on defense here, as this is a first and 10 for Moravia.
It looks like they're going to go empty. No, yep, kind of empty backfield. I'm going to expect a quarterback run on this one.
Yeah, here's Landis. He's going to be interesting to see which side he goes to. They're going to sweep it back to the left side as Landis is able to hand it off. Unitigo sniffs it out with 18 seconds left. And running out of bounds here, and we just mentioned him a little while ago, Aiden Kelly. That was his first handoff since he came out of the game in that first half. He picks up maybe 2 yards.
Is your headset going down to the coaches down there to remind them?
Put him in. You forgot about him, coach. You know, that's always one of those things in today's game. You wonder, kid takes a hard hit like that, are you going to see him go back in? Because we're so conscious, as we should be, on the concussion protocol. But good to see him back in there for sure.
Yeah, he had a good first half, and we talked about all the different. And the other thing, too, with Moravia is they have a lot of different guys that they do rotate in there, and they do get involved in their offense.
Second and short here. Landis is going to pitch to Proper. Can he get to the outside? He's got one man to beat. He does. Another guy comes over, and they're able to ride him out of bounds. Good tackling there by Unitigo. Jacob Sargent was able to knock Proper out of bounds but this is going to be with 9 seconds left here in the third, first and goal for Moravia. They're inside the 10-yard line down to about the 5. Blue Devils just trying to weather the storm here in the second half.
This is a big drive for them, too, because they obviously have been stopped. They had a turnover. Now they're driving back down. If they can punch it in, they can spread it back out a little bit.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Landis try to take this one himself. Now we do see Proper going out to the left side to line up as a wide receiver.
They're
empty backfield.
Way out. I'm thinking this is going to be a Landis keeper.
Waiting. Here is Landis to the right side. And he's able to spin off two tacklers, and he is in for a Moravia Blue Devils touchdown with 3 seconds left. So a nice job there by Landis. That's just, if you're Unitigo, it's like, how do you stop that? He's just such a strong runner there.
And he's a powerful runner, too. You make that first hit on him, as we've seen time and time again tonight, he will lower his shoulder into you. He'll bounce off tacklers. He's very hard to bring down with one guy. And when Moravia spreads the field like this, and this is what we talked about with only having eight-man football, you don't have all those extra guys in the box. So he breaks free of that defensive line. There's only going to be one guy there that's going to be there to stop him.
3.6 seconds left here in the third. And Moravia is going to go for two. Landis rolls out to the right side, wants to throw, and this one is knocked down. Well done on defense there by Jarrett Thayer with 3.6 seconds left here in this third quarter. And so Moravia tacks some more points up on the board. They now lead 44-34. We'll keep it right here to end the third quarter as Unitigo is going to get the ball back. I think if you're a Spartans fan, you know, I know we have some Moravia fans listening tonight, but Spartans are our local coverage area here. Kind of a win here still in the third quarter. You're down 10. There's still time left. You're going to get the ball back.
And the thing is this half or this quarter, you felt the momentum change. And as I said, you can tell with the way that Unitigo, their body language is right now, you can tell that they're confident in themselves right now to be able to go down and drive and put some points on the board. They've shown that they can get a stop. They stopped them. Then they forced the turnover with the interception. You're getting the ball back right now. It's a 10-point game. If you go down and get a touchdown, it's only 4. Get a 2-point conversion. Now we're down to a 2-point game, and anything can happen.
Yeah, I think Unitigo still has a lot of life left. They're going to have to keep their composure and keep executing on offense and hope to get some more stops on defense. One more takeaway would be huge, I think, if you're Unitigo.
This is actually going to be a very big drive for them offensively, too, because you don't want to give the ball back, because if you're down 10 right now, and if Moravia gets the ball back, they get the 2-point conversion. That's 18. That's a 3-possession game.
Here's a kickoff. Unitigo is able to fall on it right at the 50. Well done.
Interesting strategy by Moravia, because now you're giving Unitigo the short field from only the 50-yard line. I don't know if I like that decision with the way Unitigo's been driving. I would have tried to maybe push him back a little bit more, especially in the eight-man, because the kick return formations, there's so many more openings in the formation because you don't have as many guys on the field, obviously. You can kind of pin the ball in different spots, and guys won't be able to get right on it.
Yeah. You know, we've seen Moravia a majority of the time go with that short kick tonight. That just seems to be something that, that they're kind of just dialed into. Didn't know what they would do there, but they decide to go short. Unitigo, last play of the third quarter. They will hand it off to Thayer. Cuts back to the outside. Thayer works his way forward up to about the 45. So three quarters in the books here at the U. It's Moravia 44, Unitigo 34. Good game here. Fourth quarter coming up. Stay tuned for Sky Thompson. I'm Nate Lowe here on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829 829- 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU, and we do record all these games, so you can go back and listen there anytime. It's a free download, all at WCDOsports.com. We will have an 11-man game for you tomorrow as Sydney heads down the road to take on BG. You know, for many years, just the way the divisions were, we didn't get to see Sydney Unitigo, Sydney BG, and those matchups. And now, at least in terms of 11-man, those games are back. We'd love to see it. So, start of the fourth quarter, Unitigo now going right to left. Shea Barber with a QB keeper right at midfield. Gets to the outside. He's able to stiff-arm a tackler. Gets to the 30. Barber cuts back to the 20. Still on his feet. Dragging about three guys forward down to the 15. Big-time run there by Shea Barber.
He almost got his jersey ripped off like a couple yards downfield. Stayed on his feet. Picked up. Very nice gain right there. And now we got a Moravia player down.
Yeah, we got a Moravia player down. I believe it could be a cramp the way they're stretching him out there over there on the far side. With 11:45 to go here in this fourth quarter, our score is 44-34. Moravia on top of Unitigo, but Unitigo on the march. We're going to step away while we figure out this injury timeout, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
Welcome back. Early fourth quarter here at Unitigo, and the injured player for Moravia was Kyler Proper. We thought maybe it was just a cramp or something. Maybe more. He's kind of, you know, gingerly walking off here under the help of a, of a player and a coach, but that's a big loss for Moravia unless he can go back in. 11:45 to go in the fourth. Unitigo is driving after that nice run by Shea Barber. Now they hand it off, and Jarrett Thayer is able to break a tackle, and he is in for a Unitigo touchdown. Spartans are back in this game once again here, Sky.
And, you know, that's a way to go right down and drive just like that. You know, they got the short field with the 50-yard line. They go down in a couple plays, go down and score. They make it, it's going to be 40-44 right now, two-point conversion. You got a two-point game maybe, but even still a four-point game. This is big. And then, you know, you don't like to see anyone get hurt, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But Proper getting hurt is going to be a big loss for Moravia on offense. You've seen him make play after play after play tonight. So they're really going to have to rely on Landis, I'm thinking, when they get the ball back. But, you know, it changes a lot.
So here's Unitigo. This is a big two-point conversion. We've been talking about this all night. Barber's just going to do it again, right up the middle for two. Gets a nice block. That makes our score 44-42. Wow, Unitigo really, I mean, they were down 18 at the half. They've come all the way back, and they trail by two. 11:37 to go in the fourth. We got a good fourth quarter coming up, so don't turn that dial. We'll be right back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU in an impromptu Thursday night football game. Again, if you weren't listening at the top of the broadcast, Unitigo is supposed to play Green today. It got canceled yesterday. And so Unitigo, they've only played two games so far. Didn't look like they were going to get a game in. Moravia called this morning at 8:30 a.m. and said, hey, you guys got an open spot? Unitigo said, we do, but we got to play tonight. And they made it happen. So really kind of a cool story that this game came together in pretty much less than 12 hours. And kudos to Moravia for saying, yeah, we'll jump on the bus and come play with you guys. So a 44-42 ball game, and Unitigo kicks short.
Well, Unitigo might have recovered that.
Unitigo might have the ball. We'll see. They kicked it short.
Did.
They got it. Off the bottom of the pile is Carl DeDominicus.
And, Nate, that is a play we talked about. Unitigo hasn't kicked the ball 10 yards once. The Moravia player comes up, touches the ball, and then they recover the ball, and now they have the ball back after they just went down and scored. This is about to get very interesting right here. We got a two-point game with 11.5 minutes left in this game, but Unitigo this entire half has gone down the field and scored with Shea in at quarterback. And, you know, this is the momentum changer right here. And if Moravia gets a stop, that's huge for them, of course, too. But Unitigo, you feel like this entire half, they've had that momentum on their side. Now they got the ball back, and they can go down and even take the lead.
So here is Unitigo with all the momentum. They go right back to Thayer, and he is just running with reckless abandon. He wants to run people over, it looks like, right now. He picks up 9, maybe 10 on that play. Well done there by Jarrett Thayer.
And you can't say it enough. You see the body language on these Unitigo football players. They're confident in themselves right now, and they know that they've been able to drive down the field, and they can go do it again.
The vibe pregame was, we're just so happy to have a chance to play. You know, we've only gotten the two games in. We've had a bunch of games get canceled. And so they are just so excited to be out here and now to have a chance to maybe rally and win this game. I just think the energy is really there. So this is going to be a second down and one. QB keeper here for Shea Barber. And this time the Moravia defense says no, as leading the charge there was our guy, 22, Aiden Kelly, back into the game, as well as Caleb Winters, the big fella getting through there. And so clock is moving. We're down to 10:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Moravia leads 44-42 on the road here at Unitigo. Eight-man action. Going to be a third down and two. This is a big third down here, Sky. What do you think? Right about midfield, just into Moravia territory.
I'm going to say I think you got to put the ball back in Thayer's hands, run it right up the middle like they have been. As you said, he's running hard. He's running. But it doesn't – I don't know. Shea's in the backfield by himself.
Here's Shea Barber. Wants to run to the outside. He's tripped up. And maybe this defensive stop is coming up here. That was Luke Landis, who's done a little bit of everything here tonight. Fourth down and about two. Unitigo's in Moravia territory. Ball at the 43-yard line. They got to get to the 41, maybe the 40.
And if you're Unitigo, you would hate right now to lose out on an opportunity like this. After going down and scoring, you recover the kickoff. We get the ball back. We've had all this momentum. And now if we have a three and out, that's a big change right there. And on Raven's side, if you get the stop, that's a huge momentum change getting the ball back.
Yeah, this could be devastating for Unitigo if they cannot convert here on fourth down. I really wonder if they're going to go back to Thayer. He's been just running so hard. And no, they're going to go right back to Shea. It's going to be very, very close as he's tripped up about the 40. I think he might have just gotten it.
It looks like he just got it.
And he went off the hip of his right guard there, and I think...
It's very close.
Boy, this is too close to call here. White Hat is looking at it. Maybe they're going to bring the chains? We'll see. Chain Gang might have to get some work in here with 9:37 to go. Moravia leading 44-42. Yeah, Chain Gang's coming out.
This is their time to shine. They've been waiting all day to get out in the
yes,
field.
Yes, they do. This is their moment. A lot of pressure on these guys. So here we go. Boy, just looking at this is going to be extremely close.
I think he's just short.
By a nose. I mean, they're just looking at this here.
Wow,
they got it. I can't believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that was by a whisker. A whisker. Okay, they've picked the ball up. Okay, they just moved it a little bit back towards the center of the field. I mean, obviously, we're up here in the press box. We don't have a great view of it, but, I mean, sat there and looked at it.
The way they were looking at it, you could tell that was close, because at first it looked like they didn't get it, but then it's like they did get it, and all you got to do is just have a little bit of...
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm surprised they didn't go back to Thayer, though.
Me too. I thought they were going to go to Thayer. Maybe they will now. He's still sitting right there on that right hip of Shea Barber. 9.5 to go. Unitigo keeps the drive alive. Waiting for the snap, they do go to Thayer. He cuts to the left side.
He's got a lane.
Thayer's got some running room. Trying to track him down. Thayer's going to pick up the first down. Breaks a tackle. Runs the guy over. Loses the ball, though. Rolls out of bounds. And I think Unitigo got another gift there that it rolled out with 9:13 to go at about the 10-yard line. Moravia is signaling that they might have it, though. Let's see what the call is here. Boy, that was tough, too. A lot going on in that play. Thayer's running. He's breaking a tackle.
Moravia ball.
Moravia's got the ball. So just like that, at the 10-yard line, Thayer just trying to get a couple of extra yards, loses that ball, and Moravia gets it back. Wow. Boy, this game, how many more changes can we have here? This is amazing. So Moravia gets the ball back with 9:13 to go, pinned up against their own goal line, and now it's back on this Unitigo defense once again.
Important to note for Moravia, Proper still on the sideline.
Proper's still on the sideline, helmet off, is up on his feet, walking around. Looks like he's stretching out a little bit here. So we'll keep an eye on that. So yeah, ball is at about the 8-yard line as Moravia goes left to right. With 9:13 to go in the fourth. It's 44-42, Moravia leading Unitigo here tonight at the U. And a handoff to the outside, Unitigo. Right there on defense to snuff it out. Ball carrier was Anthony Lawton there for the Moravia Blue Devils. Ryan Marshall on the tackle for Unitigo. 9 minutes to go. Unitigo trailing by two. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. An exciting Thursday night impromptu football game. Wouldn't have it any other way.
If you're Moravia in a perfect world right now, you'd drive all the way down the field, take some time off the clock, score a touchdown, put this game out of reach. But the Unitigo's defense has been a lot better this half.
Here's Landis, tries to go up the middle. Ryan Marshall again is there to close the gap. And he's helped out on that Unitigo defense by Nate Ackerley. So again, this is Moravia pinned up in their own end of the field. Third down and about 8 to go. Could Unitigo get another stop here? Because, right, I mean, you stop them on third, they got a punt. You would think Moravia's got a punt here.
When you have the ball on your own 10-yard line, you can't go for it.
Mm-mm.
You just can't. But then you're punting deep from your own, and it's just, This is a big play for both teams right here, because if you're Unitio, you get this stop right here. Moravia's got a punt. You'd think.
7:50 to go, fourth quarter. Landis rolls out, throws, passes up into the air, and it is caught somehow for a first down across the 25. Hauling that one in was number 10, Drew Nye. He's had a couple of big catches here tonight. And wow, double coverage there, and somehow he came down with it. Well done. 7:40 to go in the fourth. Moravia leads by 2, 44-42. And that was a huge play there to keep that drive alive.
The Moravia coach put the ball in Landis's hands, said, you're going to make a play with this. And he made a good throw. Great adjustment by the receiver to come down with it. As you said, two guys in coverage for Unitigo. But great play by them. He rolled out. It was a tough throw, though, because he rolled out going to his left, so he had to throw across his body.
First down now for Moravia. Landis runs to the outside and nowhere to go. He is brought down by the Unitigo defense. Breaking through was Jacob Sargent on the play.
You've definitely seen an adjustment by the Unitigo coaching staff and their team with their defensive scheme that they've been running. They've not allowed Landis to run as much as he did in that first half.
Landis had such a good first half running. He'd get a little space and he would just make you pay. I do think Unitigo's done a good job clamping down on that, but Moravia still in control, 44-42. Unitigo trying to climb back up that mountain. They just get even again, and then Moravia seems to keep finding ways to just nose out ahead of them. 6.5 to go here, fourth quarter here tonight at Unitigo High School. Landis on a second down and 9. Jets to the left side here, but Thayer is there to ride him out of bounds. And one of the referees went flying on the play, too, as that was a physical play there. Hope everybody's okay on the players and the officials there.
What a play by Thayer, though. You saw him go right from the middle of the field, chase down Landis, going across the field, take him out of bounds. That was a great play, great read by him. And as I said, once again, they're not giving Landis any running room right now. So it's third down and about 11 right now. You're probably going to, I would expect another pass play. But they're really doing a great job with the adjustments that they've made this half.
6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Moravia on the road here at Unitigo leads 44-42. Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. We'll take you the rest of the way. Landis throws one up into the night sky. Pass is complete down to the 40. A heck of a catch there by Riley Jones to move the chains. And Moravia keeps finding ways to move those chains.
Nate, that was that play that they've been running for proper, or that they were running for proper. And obviously proper's not in the game right now. But that was that pass play that they ran where they have him going down the sideline. They waited until a very important part of this half to run it again. They ran it, got another big play, and, I mean, that was a huge play to pick up not only that many yards, but the first down.
Yeah, that was absolutely huge. And just as we said before, every time Unitigo looks like maybe they're going to have that chance to pull even, Moravia finds a way to keep moving the ball, putting more points on the board, etc. Landis wants to throw again. This time he goes back to the near side, and it is almost picked off. Both Unitigo and Moravia players fell and slipped. Barber had a good chance at maybe an interception, but he fell, and it's incomplete.
I'm going to tell you what, both sides right now are happy that the other side slipped, because if Moravia player didn't slip and Unitigo did, he's got a wide-open lane. And same thing, if Shea caught that, there was no one on this side here. He would have taken that all the way back for 6.
Yeah, and Shea was on his feet longer. It looked like maybe he was going to have a chance to pick that off. I've noticed they are not throwing towards Shea very often, that's for sure.
No.
5:40 to go in the fourth, and now Landis trying to run up the middle. Nowhere to go. Unitigo defense right there. But the clock is on the side here of the Spartans. Of the Blue Devils, as they're trying to chew up as much as they can. This is going to be a third down and 10, though, with 5:20 to go.
Another third and long here. This is probably, you know, they're probably going to go four down territory, meaning that even if they don't get it on this third down play, I'm expecting them to go for it on fourth down. I don't think they're going to go all the way. If they don't go all the way for the first down, even if they pick up a good gain here, it makes the fourth down that much more manageable.
Moravia taking their time. Clock hits 5 minutes to go. They lead 44-42. A great eight-man football contest here tonight. We're going to throw over the middle. Pass is complete. Good for a first down again. Excellent catch there by Drew Nye. He has just got great hands and good coverage again by Unitigo. Moravia moves the chains.
Very nice play call by the Moravia side. Everyone was going to the right. It looked like it would be a quarterback keep going this way. Stop, throw it back. They ran a slant route in from the left, and he was in single coverage. It was a very nice play.
Clock still moving. 4:40 to go in the fourth. Moravia leads 44-42. Fresh set of downs here for the Blue Devils as they are deep in Unitego territory, down to about the 15. Waiting for the snap. Here is Landis. He's got somebody to hand it off to, and he does. Up the middle, gashing for a couple of yards, is Anthony Lawton. And Moravia really knocking on the door now. Boy, if they score here, it might be icing on the cake time. So the ball inside is probably right at about the 10-yard line here. Second down and about 5 to go for the Blue Devils.
And credit Moravia for getting into the third down and longs and converting, not panicking, running their plays, converting. It's easier said than done, truthfully, when you get into those situations time and time again. You know, you find yourself in third and long, and they keep converting.
Here is Landis trying to put a stamp on this. They will hand it off to Kelly. Cuts back from left to right, right up the middle, and nobody can recover in time. And Moravia is in for 6 points with 3:38 to go.
And that is heartbreaking. Unitego had him right there. He broke one tackle, cut back to the middle. No one was there, walked right into the end zone.
So that fumble by Unitego, I mean, they were on the 10-yard line, looked like they were going to be able to punch it in. They fumble, and then Moravia makes them pay, driving the whole length of the field to now take a 50-42 lead. This is a big play here, too. If they could stop the two-point conversion, if you're Unitego, keep it an 8-point game, we'll see what happens.
This is a huge play right here, because this is the difference between one possession game and two. Oh, they stopped it.
And yes.
What a play.
What a play
what
there.
What a play. James Wright, number 77 for Unitego, came flying in there, made a huge hit on the quarterback, and he's still down.
Landis, a little slow to get up here. He has taken a lot of abuse here tonight. I believe that's Landis. Yes, it is, walking off.
Wow.
So, 3:38 to go. We'll take a break. Unitego trails, 50-42. They're going to get the ball. What can they do? Is somebody going to be the hero here tonight and maybe send this game to overtime if you're Unitego? We'll be right back on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. So Moravia scores again to get back on the board. They now lead Unitego 50-42 with 3:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. A great eight-man game tonight here at Unitego. A game that when we all woke up this morning wasn't even supposed to happen. This game was supposed to be green in Unitego tonight. Yesterday that game got postponed. Green and Unitego are going to play again in a couple of weeks. So it looked like we were all going to be home here tonight watching TV or doing something else. And instead, we're watching a great eight-man game as Moravia made a call this morning, said, we're willing to come to you. Let's play a game. And it's been well worth it. So a high kick here.
Great kick.
A nice kick. And Unitego is able to fall on it. Ball is loose. Moravia's got the ball. Unitego had it, coughed it up at about the 30. Blue Devils have it. And that is a huge play there for Moravia.
That's exactly what I was talking to you about before. There's so many openings on these kickoffs in certain spots because it's only eight guys on the field. They literally kicked it in a wide open spot. But interesting, the ball basically just sat there. And Unitego did not fall on it right away. Moravia got right down there and fell on it. Now they get the ball back. This game just... I mean, you got to hope if you're Unitego that you've got a 3-and-out right now because you can't give up too many first downs. Clock is not on your side.
And now the clock is the best friend of Moravia. They are going to try to milk this thing as much as they can once they get it moving here. What a huge – and, you know, that's the exact opposite of what Moravia's done on all their kickoffs tonight. And what a well-placed kick. High, end-over-end, kind of had a funny bounce to it, made it difficult to field. Really well done there by the Moravia kicker. And so Landis on the QB keeper is tackled here after getting back to the line of scrimmage, but Unitico can't do much about it because clock is going to continue to run here. And do you save your timeouts? Do you not save? You know, what do you do here in this situation if you're Unitico?
Well, they didn't call one yet, so I think they're trying to save it for as much as they can. There's still plenty of time on the clock, and you're thinking if you get the ball back, you know, we want to make sure that we have a couple in our back pocket, but you don't want too much time to run off here.
So waiting for the snap here is the clock down to 2:50 to go in the fourth. 50-42 is our score. Moravia on top by 8. They'll hand it off here to Kelly to the outside. He slips through a tackle, runs to the 20, to the 10, and he's going to put the icing on the cake right here as Kelly runs in.
Well, wait a minute.
Do we have a flag?
There's a flag behind the play. and that's going to be very frustrating because it looked like it was after he already ran past that spot.
Mm.
He was already in the open, it looked like. So, because if you remember where the ball was and the flag's actually in front of him.
Yeah, that was a really nice run there by Aiden Kelly. And just, if you're a Moravia fan, it was in a not needed play there.
No, that's going to be frustrating because he was already past the play. Something happened behind the play. So that's probably going to nullify the touchdown.
Waiting for the official signal here from the officials as the white hat comes over.
Defense.
A call against Unitico and a call against Moravia. And so
Wow. They're
going to cancel each other out there. Wow.
Well, there's...
Interesting. But, again, no touchdown.
Right. So if you're Unitico, you're happy about that, I guess, but...
Also doesn't back the ball up at all. So the ball remains on the 30. 2:38 to go here in the fourth. Our score is Moravia 50 and Unitico 42. Spartans are really running out of time here. Whatever happens here in this last 2:38, make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose here tonight. Here's another handoff to Kelly to the outside. This time he is tripped up and brought down by Michael Wheeler.
And timeout called right away by Unitico. I like that decision to stop the clock on third and long.
And so, yeah, timeout taken, and it's going to be a third down at about 15, I would say, here for Moravia after the timeout. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, as well as Mirabito Gresham Insurance and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Now, just a disclaimer, when we do games that feature a team that we cover all the time and a team from out of the area, we do give all three awards to the hometown team. if you're a Moravia fan, you're listening in, I'd love to give out awards to Moravia if I could, but we try to keep it within, if Unitico is playing Sydney or BG or something like that, or when they do play Green, we'll give out those awards, but... We will give all three to Unitico here tonight, so just a little disclaimer there for the post-game show, because there's a lot of deserving recipients on both sides here tonight. This has been a really, really well-played football game. I'm so glad that we were able to be here for it. And so this will be a third down, like we said, about 15 to go for Moravia, 2:28 to go fourth quarter. Our score is 50-42. Moravia leading Unitico tonight here at the U. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you.
I'm interested to see what kind of play they're going to run here, because do you keep it on the ground and try and make Unitico waste another timeout, or do you go back to the pass plays that they've had success with and try and pick up a first down? But if it's incomplete, it stops the clock again, and Unitico doesn't have to use a timeout.
Let's see if maybe they try to go to that left side again. They do, and this one is knocked away, almost intercepted by Unitico. They couldn't hold on at the last second. Reese James hit that ball twice in the air but couldn't haul it in. Fourth down coming up here for Moravia with 2:25 to go.
That play was very much like another play Moravia ran before, where they had Landis roll out to the right, throw back to left. Everyone else was going with him. They had the one receiver on the left who tried to throw it back to him in single coverage. But very nice job by Reese James there, staying in the middle of the field, reading that and knocking it down.
Now, last time Moravia had a fourth down at about this junction, they were able to toss it up for about a 25 or 30-yard fourth down touchdown into the left corner of the end zone. So we'll see what we get here. And so Landis is standing on the 40-yard line as Moravia goes left to right. Looking to his left, now looking to his right, tries to escape the pocket.
He will not escape.
He won't escape. Well done there by Ryan Marshall. Turnover on downs. Unitigo's going to get the ball back at their own 40 with 2:20 to go, trailing 50-42. The Spartans still have some life here, Sky.
And, you know, they've driven the ball down the field very well this entire half, except for the one fumble, but they've shown they can drive the ball down the field. I believe they still have two timeouts left with 2:20 left in the game. Obviously, you can get out of bounds to stop the clock. In high school, the chains, obviously, if you get a first down, stop the clock until they reset. So you have a chance right now to really drive down the field and make something happen. It's just going to be very interesting. And as we said, it's an eight-point game. So if they do score, a two-point conversion might send us to overtime.
Yeah, this is huge. We have not had an overtime game in quite a long time. I'm trying to even think the last time we had an overtime game here for football. I have to go back in my memory bank here. But Unitigo's still got to score and get a two-point conversion before we have that conversation.
Yeah, that guy's wide open.
Barber's going to throw over the middle. Pass is complete and brought down into Moravia territory at the 40-yard line. He hooks up there with Jacob Sargent.
And that's what we talked about with Shea Barber. You used to be a quarterback. You saw right there. This is the second time he's thrown the ball in this game. Very nice ball that time. He looked a lot more relaxed on that, though, than he did the first one, rolling out to his right.
2:05 to go. Unitigo at home, trailing Moravia, 50-42 at the 40-yard line. It looks like Moravia is going to take a timeout here. We're going to step away for 30 seconds, but don't turn that dial. We got an exciting finish coming up to this eight-man football game here at Unitigo tonight when we come back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Some late night Thursday night football here. We got to give a big thank you to Jim Tomeo working some overtime here tonight on Thursday night football. We'll be back tomorrow night for Friday Night Lights. BG hosting Sydney at 7 o'clock. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show at about 6:45. But first, we got to finish up this one. 2 minutes to go, 2:01 to be exact, on the clock. Out of the timeout here, taken by Moravia. Unitigo trailing 50-42. They have the ball in Moravia territory, going right to left at the 40. Here is Shea Barber, the quarterback in the shotgun. Drops back, wants to throw. He's going long. He's got Wheeler through his hands and incomplete. Otherwise, Wheeler's in for six. Oh, my goodness, what a throw. He just couldn't bring it in.
I'll tell you, that was a great ball by Shea Barber. It might have been just a little far, but it hit him in his hands. It was a great throw. Like the call out of the timeout, too. We're just going to go for it. I like it.
So this will be a third down or second down? I can't see around.
I think it's second, Nate.
Second down. Okay, yes, second down. We are blocked at our angle here by some of the chain gang. And so, yeah, ball still at the 40. Second down. 1:57 to go. I'm sure Wheeler would love to get some redemption on that. He got his hands on it, but I do agree, it was a far throw. Barber is in the shotgun. Barber drops back, wants to throw, rolls to his right. He's got some pressure there from Landis, and Landis is able to knock him out of bounds. Great defensive play there by Landis. And now this is third down and 11. So by not running there on first and second, you've come up with that third and long. This is tough. Actually, I'd say more like third and 12 or 13. 1:51 to go here in the fourth. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you on WCDO as we finish up some Thursday night football action here. Unitigo trailing 50-42 here at home in front of their home fans.
Important to remember if you're Shea on this play, if they should call a pass play or something like that, you don't have to get all the yardage back on this play. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. You still have fourth down. If there's a guy open short, and you don't have to take that chance all the way downfield.
So Barber again is in the shotgun. He does have Jarrett Thayer to the left side, and now Unitigo wants to talk it over.
That's going to frustrate you as a coach because you just talked, you had a play called, guys didn't know where to line up, you had to waste a timeout. And as we know, every timeout, especially late in the game like this, really counts. So having to waste one because guys didn't know where to line up really can get you going.
We'll keep it right here with 1:51 to go in the fourth. Might as well. 50-42 the score. This has been a game that Moravia jumped out early. They led it half, 38-20. They seem to be getting a lot of the bounces. Unitigo has fought their way back in, but Moravia has continued to execute. And every time that we think Unitigo is just going to pull up even, we've said this a few times, Moravia finds a way to kind of keep their nose out ahead in this race. And right now Moravia is trying to make that two-hour bus ride home a lot more happy, a lot more smiles on that bus ride if they can hang on for another minute 50.
And credit to both teams with the way that they have played tonight on such short notice, mm-hmm. Making this happen, playing the way they have. This has been a great football game. Just really credit to both teams.
So here we go, third down and about 12 to go. Out of the timeout, QB keeper for Shea. And he's going to pick up about maybe four. Maybe not even that much, maybe more like two or three. So fourth down and about 10 to go. I think they were hoping that the C was going to part there and he was going to be able to pick some more up.
Yeah, I think they were thinking that Moravia was going to expect another pass play from him, hoping they could catch a quick one right up the middle with a quarterback keeper. But it looked like Moravia was pretty ready for that one.
They were ready. Minute 25 to go, and the clock is moving. So really, this is a huge play. This could decide the game right here if Unitigo can keep the chains moving or not. Fourth down and about 10, maybe 11 to go. They're in Moravia territory, waiting for the snap. Shea standing at about the 45. And they bring the house on the rush. Barber gets away from it, goes down the sideline, and gets knocked out of bounds.
I think he's short, though.
Yeah.
He got out.
I think he's short. With 103 to go, I think he's a couple of yards short, too. He just ran out of real estate. Moravia is going to get it back.
I think the way he ran out of bounds on that one, I think, and the way he's reacting right now, I believe Shea thought that he picked up enough yardage on that play and got out of bounds to stop the clock because he thought he had enough yardage.
I know he's upset with himself right now, but I don't know if he would have been able to get it anyway. There was a sea of Moravia guys chasing him down there, and they were in front of him. But yet you're right, I think he's frustrated with himself at the moment because with 103 left, Moravia might be able to just kneel this out here. What do you think?
I'd be shocked if they did anything but take a knee. Unitigo only has one timeout left. And as I said, I really think that Shea thought he had enough yardage on that play, got out of bounds to stop the clock.
Yeah, he's really beating himself up over this here. And this, I get it. We're all competitors, but this has been a whale of a game. Both teams have a lot to be proud of here tonight. This is when I come into these games. These are the type of games you always hope you're going to get. That doesn't always work out that way, but both sides leaving it all out there tonight. So great game.
This was a phenomenal game. I mean, for Unitigo to be down 18 at halftime, come back the way that they did. As we saw, they drove down the field, fumbled it on their own 10-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen. That hurts sometimes when you look back at the game. You go, if we didn't fumble on our 10-yard line,
yeah.
Or if we didn't, the opening kickoff of the game, or, there's certain things like that. But at the same time, the way they fought back, the way they competed, just everything about it, you got to take a lot away from it. Obviously, it stinks when you don't get the win, but there's a lot of positives that you can take from this game. You can build on. They lost their quarterback. So to be able to replace him with Shea and still be able to put up numbers offensively and be competitive in this game says a lot about the team as well. Hats off to Moravia for driving, for traveling for 2 hours down here. I know for myself, when you are on a bus and you drive that far, it's really tough to get off the bus and go play. So kudos to them for the way that they came out here and played tonight. But really, both sides, great game.
Great game. Our final score will be Moravia 50, Unitigo 42. Post-game show coming up with our three awards, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
High school sports on WCTO.
And welcome back. We're back to wrap up tonight's broadcast. Again, our final score, Moravia defeats Unitego 50-42. Unitego was down 38-20 at the half, fought all the way back, had some chances to win this game and just come up a little short here tonight, but a whale of a ball game here tonight. Let's get into our three awards. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes 3 years in a row, and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Guy, what do you think my vote would maybe be for our guy Shea Barber? He was in the end zone a lot here tonight.
And he did it in multiple different ways. He started off the game as a receiver, running back, then in the second half having to fill in at quarterback. I think he did a lot of great things tonight. I mean, as we saw at the end there, he was a little disappointed in himself, you know, in the last play there, but that doesn't take away from all the great things that he did on the field tonight.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. I'd like to go with 71, Ryan Marshall. The big guy on the line, I thought he was great getting in there, made some huge tackles.
We talked about it all game, that defensive line for Unitego created so much pressure on the Moravia offense, especially with any runs up the middle. They never got anything, and he was a huge part of that, and because he's huge himself.
Lastly is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I was thinking maybe Jarrett Thayer for this one. He ran with authority. He was tough on defense, did a little bit of everything.
All over the field, both sides of the ball. You saw, especially in the second half, a little bit more after they lost Utter, the quarterback position. They've relied on him more running the ball out of the backfield. And defensively, we talked about it, a linebacker flying all over the field making tackles.
So that'll wrap up our three awards here tonight. Again, a great game. Moravia hangs on 50-42. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Also a thank you to Craig Stevens, Rob Ray, for helping us plan and get this game on the air here today under short notice. We'll be back on tomorrow with Bainbridge hosting Sydney at 7 o'clock on a 6:45 Butler Auto pregame show. And to Sky, thank you for coming tonight, man. This was awesome.
This was an offer I couldn't refuse.
Yeah, that's what when I texted you this morning, I said, I got an offer you can't refuse. So hopefully we can do this again this season.
This was a great game. I hope we can do this again.
Yeah, we'll definitely plan on it. And Cutter will be back with me tomorrow, so that'll be a lot of fun for BG and Sydney. Again, 7 o'clock kickoff. Should be a great game. If you're around and you can get down there to support those two teams, that would be great. So for Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull, and a big thank you again to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Final score again, Moravia 50, Unitego 42. We'll see you tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.